left you, left you. Without a dope beat. Step two, step two, step two, step two, step, step two, step two. Think it, think it. It's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you, left you. Without a dope beat. Step two, step two.
To me, what would you say to have your way? Would you give up or try again if I hesitate to let you in? Now would you be yourself or play a role? Tell all the boys I'll keep it low. If I say no, would you turn away or play me off? Or would you stay up?
First you don't succeed, you dust yourself off and try again. You can dust it off and try again, and try again. You don't succeed. You can dust it off and try again. Dust yourself off and try again, try again.
I'm into you, you into me, but I can't let it go so easily. Not till I see what this could be eternity or just a week. We know our chemistry is off the chain. It's perfect now, but will it change? This ain't a yes, this ain't a no. Just do your thing, we'll see how it goes. What about the next day? Said you don't wanna throw it all away. Bugging on the first day. What about the next day?
What we think we understand, where we came from, what we think we're doing.
The more you begin to see, we've been lied to.
By every institution. What makes you think that the religious institution is the only one that's never been touched?
I am the annihilator. Put apocalypse on lines of paper. We can go toe to toe and see who I'm is greater. I don't think you ever want to step inside the chamber. I don't think you want to see inside the eyes of Vader. Couldn't comprehend the force that I'm running.
Yes. Wow. Yeah, got a little remix there. You know, I was missing Aaliyah today. You know, that's why. That's one reason for the try again. And, you know, I'm thinking society is so messed up. Society is so screwed up. We let our government, once again, run away with our rights. And guess what, people? We must correct that. We gotta try again. So now, anyways, we're back from commercial break. We have the one and only, the legend, Jordan Maxwell here with us on the program. And, you know, I'm actually reeling in my mind with the whole Jesus is gay thing. I've heard that before. And I think it's from one of your lectures, maybe like, I don't know, 15 years ago. And that's a very progressive thing to say. I'm surprised we have callers already. I was going to say, I'm surprised our conservative callers haven't called in, and especially, I know a couple in particular that would argue with you about Jesus being gay. But we're going to be very civil. We're not going to be arguing.
No, come on. No. Not that caller. Jordan Maxwell is too important to be.
Oh, there she is.
We got a few different callers. A few different callers want to call in. Can we save the calls for at least the end? Jordan's time is so precious, and I don't want Jordan to get into, I mean, if you want to, but I don't want this to devolve into a debate about Christianity if someone's not going to be open-minded to it. That's my problem.
Well, this is our Halloween week. And finding out that Jesus is gay is pretty scary for some people.
The thing is, Jordan's not even saying that Jesus was gay. He's just saying that's what's happening in the Bible.
That's the same talk. Yeah.
But Jordan's also said that, you know, probably Jesus, the historical figure, didn't even exist. I mean, we can let Jordan say for himself, but.
Well, yes, please, Mr. Jordan, if you would clarify.
Do you think that Jesus actually existed, Jordan, or maybe not, or yes? What do you think, Jordan?
After 60 years of my work, I am totally sure that Jesus never existed. Okay. But that is my findings after 60 years of being in this line of work. But if you do the same kind of thing I've done, you're going to find out that I'm right. That in point of fact, Jesus is God's son, S-U-N. That's why we go to church on Sunday, S-U-N day, because we're worshiping the Son.
I'll tell you what, I did some research on this very heavily, and there were actually several people that went by the name of Jesus, not in the J pronunciation, but there are several people that went by the name of Jesus at that time period. One of them was a magician.
You're right.
So, that is shocking when I found that out. He had his crew that followed him around that knew his setup, would set up things and do miracles in front of people, and travel from town to town. He had just like these evangelists today. Oh, come on up here. Come on up to the stage and get healed. And these people knew the person ahead of time. They do their little miracle. Oh, I can see you again. And they walk away. And you find out it's all a show. And so I do believe this is where this originated from. That's what my studies have shown me, my research, my findings.
George Carlin says, right? He says, he's all knowing, he's all powerful. He sees when you're asleep, he sees when you're awake, but he needs your money. He has a problem with money. This man, it's exactly right.
George Carlin, he said, Almighty God needs your money. He wants your money. He can't handle money.
He can do everything except for handle money. That's the one miracle he can't perform, So, but getting back to Akhenaten and the origins, let's take it, if you wouldn't mind, let's take it to the origins of astrotheology. You've been talking about sun worship and stuff like that. And, as you point out in a lot of your lectures, and you only have so much time in your lectures. If you could sit there for 19 hours, you would. But when you show in your lectures back in the day, how every flag or coat of arms and all the corporations have these sun symbolism. I went through Wikipedia and I went through almost every single, like 99 out of 100, there's like what, 214, 17 countries, whatever. Almost every single one of them has either a sun, a crescent moon, or an astrological sign on it in one way or another. So what's going on there?
Or dragon.
So what's astrotheology to the people that don't know, and why do we see these symbols repeating themselves through government corporations in thousands of years?
Well, astrotheology is a cult, and it's a very ancient cult that has been around for thousands of years. It has finally come into being in Europe, so that today is accepted, and it's a very important cult.
Mm-hmm.
And on the you can tell the whole story by a clock. On if you look at the clock, and the hands of a clock tell you the story of Jesus. Because Jesus was the sun, and the sun was called, it's very interesting, how it got jumbled up. And I know that it is not something people want to hear, and I don't wish to offend anyone. And so I'm not condemning religion. I'm merely talking about the sun worship. And we all know that ancient mankind worshiped the sun. And I've done some videos on that sun worship. It's been included in movies and television shows. And so when you start to look at the sun worship, the sun worship, it can tell you a story on the face of your watch, on the face of a clock, because you need to remember that the sun was in the highest point in the sky over the northern sky on summer, the first day of summer. And so on the first day of summer, the sun did not go any higher. So it was called the Most High God, because it doesn't go any higher than noon.
And right. Then,
and then 3 months later, or 30 days, or 90 days later, or 90 degrees later, the sun is in Scorpio. Scorpio is a backbiter. It stings with its tail.
Yes,
it's
we are.
It's a backbiter. And so therefore, Judas goes out and kisses Jesus. And he kisses him to give him the kiss of death. And we talk about the scorpions giving people the kiss of death. And the reason why is when the scorpion bites you, in the Middle East, it has two stingers. And when it bites you, it leaves a cut on the skin that's just like two lips. And so that's where the mafia gives you a kiss of death, because it's going to kill you if you don't get to a hospital quickly. And it's going to be, what's going to kill you is going to be the two lips. That's a kiss of death.
Well, I can tell you, I don't know if you are, I mean, I know you know the history of it, but I don't know if you're a believer in it, but I've always been a bit of a believer in astrology, and it goes hand in hand with the things that I've learned.
Yeah, Jordan.
I'm a Scorpio myself, and...
What's your take on...
Hold on.
I'm sorry, you said it.
Hold on to me, man. I'm talking. Calm down. All right. I have been a staunch believer in this, and I don't know if you believe it or not, but it has taught me a lot about my personality and the things that I do. I'm a Scorpio, and I can tell you, my vengeance is hell. I have... when it comes to betrayal, I'm the last person on the planet you want to betray. People have told me that, because I come back, I'll finish a game. It doesn't matter what game you're playing, I'll finish it. And so, I've found that, you know, the matching, the dating, and all this stuff, and these horoscopes, they're quite accurate. Is that just something that has made a psychological imprint on myself that I've made real? Or is there something to it?
No, there is something to it. And that's why God put the constellations. It says in Genesis, God put the stars. He created the stars. And the word is... Astar, A-S-T-A-R, Astar. Mm-hmm. And therefore, God created the Astars, A-S-T-A-R. We drop the A, and we just spell it star, S-T-A-R. It's actually Astar. And so in the early church, it was said that if you don't understand the Astars, your life is going to be a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, if you don't understand what the stars are doing, you're going to be an astar. You're going to be a disaster.
Oh.
Gordon,
okay.
Have you ever done your own birth chart?
No, I have not.
Okay, I'm going to do your birth chart after this and send it to you, or I'll send you a link so you can check it out yourself, because I'd be fascinated to see what your birth chart looks like. Because I was skeptical. I was skeptical at first myself about all this, and I'm still skeptical. But everything is vibration rate, radio, television, internet waves, light is just a vibration decoded. The earth resonates at the Schumann resonance. All these things have vibrations. So, I mean, the moon controls the female period of gestation and the waves and all this other stuff. So I think it's possible that these celestial bodies' vibrations may have some type of impact on me. Watch the documentary about birth charts. They're going through JFK. They're going through King William and all this other stuff. And so I just, out of curiosity, Googled my own, and I kind of learned a little bit more about it. They say that they talk about your rising sign, your moon sign, just as important too. So it's an interesting thing. So I'd be very interesting to see Jordan's birth chart, because it would be very fascinating to see. So next time Jordan joins us, we're going to have the results of his birth chart and see what's up. And that's what they call it, a birth chart. Yeah, we'll do our birth charts. It'll be awesome.
Okay,
so,
for the sake of time, though, I know I got about three more questions left, and I want to get to callers. Will, how many questions you got? Can we make it the next?
I got about two notebooks. Okay, let me get to a couple of my best questions real quick. Okay, let's talk about who. This is a two for one right here. I'm going to combine two questions into one. You got the hierarchy here. You've been talking about this for a long time. People say it's the Jews, it's the Zionists, it's the Masons, it's the Anglo-American establishment, it's the Communists, it's the Bilderberg. But then also, like we briefly touched upon, but we had to switch subjects, now the Pentagon's releasing UFO footage. So what is going on with that, and who really is at the top of this pyramid with over 60 years of research into this? What's your best discernment on that?
I think that what we're talking about is extraterrestrial life forms. They're not from here. And this is what ABC television said. It was on ABC TV that they said that the extraterrestrials are people like us, but they are not exactly people like us. They can look like us because we look like them. They said, let us make man in our image and according to our likeness.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so, therefore, we look like them and we act like them, which scares me to death, because I know that we are acting like our gods. We are not gods, but we are acting like them. They said we are...
By what you're saying here, do you think it's possible...
Yeah.
Do you think it's possible that since they're like us, they either have, one, our same DNA, or at least part of our DNA lineage, and or they're potentially futuristic humans who have mastered time travel and are coming back to do some type of science study? What do you think is going on there? A combination of all 17? I don't know. What do you think?
I think that they are extraterrestrial, that they have not come from where we have. But they know how we are designed, and they know how we were put together, and they can control us. And therefore, I heard a lecture once by a scientist, a lady scientist, was talking about what is the brain, what is a human brain good for? And she said the human brain does not have any thoughts. There is no thought in a human brain. The human brain was designed to control our actions. When you get up and run and get up and climb a ladder, when you get up on stage, when you're doing anything at all, that's what the brain is for, is to manipulate your actions. It controls your actions.
So we could be autonomous without a brain and have more freedom.
Yes.
More like a god, per se.
Maybe yeah. That's why I'm so free. Everyone tells me I'm walking around without a brain. My dad tells me that all the time.
If only the spirit moved us.
Yes, that would be awesome.
Okay, but guys, I want to give the callers a chance. We got some little time.
All right. But look, we're going to limit the callers because this is Jordan Maxwell, okay? This is Jordan Maxwell. We're going to limit the callers. This is Jordan Maxwell here. Guys, before we get to the callers, I must say, normally we promote all sorts of stuff, and we're going to get back to promoting some real deal stuff, but tonight we're promoting, and I'm going to continue to promote, JordanMaxwellShow.com. He's our guest. He is the man. He's been out there before anybody. Since 1959, he's been out there speaking publicly in the face of these tyrants. JordanMaxwellShow.com. The website is JordanMaxwellShow.com. JordanMaxwellShow.com. Go over there, and while you're there, give a donation. And also, for only $30, you can access all of his 60 years of research. One $30 donation, people spend that on drinks, pizza, parties, whatever. You spend it like nothing at the grocery store, at Walmart, buying stupid, frivolous stuff. Support somebody who has supported humanity for over 60 years. And not only are you supporting him, but you're getting access. This is a trade. This is an awesome trade. I mean, 30 bucks, Jordan's getting ripped off here, right? Go over there, sign up, Jordan Maxwell Show, Jordan Maxwell Show, JordanMaxwellShow.com. That's the only legitimate website. It's JordanMaxwellShow.com. So check that out. And one more thing, guys, let's be respectful and let's try to keep our comments quick because Jordan, I mean, I got the best questions here saved, but yeah, I'm going to respect the callers here, guys. So go ahead, B.
Well, we must always promote our guest, especially this guest. We've run out of time for my questions. Jordan Maxwell is not only a master of the occult, he's also someone who knows the legal system quite well. He's a political master. So, I think I'll wait. I'm not going to be selfish. I will wait to ask him these questions later on because these are all political. And especially since this is Halloween week, I like the occult feel to the show. So,
all right, we'll go to callers, but I want maybe one more question in.
Can it be an occult question?
Okay, an occult question. Okay, well, you know what? Well, you know, we have to save what he thinks going on in the future for the end anyways. But this isn't really a cult so much, and I promise I'll shut up or try my best for the rest of the episode. But
I just want everybody to know, Will, this is Will's hero. He's my hero too, but this is Will's number one hero, which is why he's off the cuffs tonight. So,
yeah, I get too many questions and not enough time. So, you guys, you callers, you better be thankful and cherish the moments you get with Jordan Maxwell. All right, shut up after this. Jordan Maxwell, what inspires you? What are some of the things, some of the new people out there that you like, that you think they're doing good work? And what are some of the best solutions in general and solutions on way we can change people's minds?
Well, I have been very, very interested in a man that is one of the greatest men that ever lived, that I was a personal friend with. His name is Manly Palmer Hall. Manly P. Hall was a dear friend of mine, and I have learned so much from him. And he was an incredible man. And so I know about Manly Hall, and I've heard that he's got a terrible reputation by some people, but others know him and have listened to him. And you can go on the web and go to YouTube and type in Manly P. Hall, H-A-L-L.
Oh, yes.
And I've studied a lot of Manly P. Hall. Yes, indeed. Anyone who has called themselves a 33rd degree Mason, I've been on top of them. Just, I'm not trying to act like I know it all, but I can tell you that these people, you might want to do the same. And so just to back up our guest, what he's saying, yes, look up Manly P. Hall. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and then you listen to Manly P. Hall's lectures, and you will not believe this was the most incredible man I have ever met. And I was told by my attorney friend, I have a couple of lawyer friends that have told me, if you're going to talk about, if you're going to discuss the documents that's going to cause you trouble, you had better put it on private, a private website. Because they told me, if you went into a restaurant with about 10 friends and all of you went into a back room, and when you're in a private conversation, you can say anything you want about anybody you please. If everybody agrees with you, then you can say anything you want with anybody, about anybody you want. But if you go on the radio and start talking publicly about anything you want, now the government can come in and shut you down, because government is empowered to protect the public. And they are empowered to protect the public from listening to you. And so they can shut you down if you're talking about things you shouldn't be talking about. And so I know I've had to learn not to talk about to the public about too many things. I've been told not to.
I'm going to challenge you. Well, first of all, the government has wishing they could shut this station down for a very long time. I know they've been unsuccessful. I mean, hell, Alex Jones came out of the station. So, you mentioned the Jews earlier. I'm not going to let this one go. It's very quickly before we go to callers. The Jews. Now, you mentioned the Jews. And this is synchronicity, okay? This is synchro. Earlier, I watched a documentary about Mel Gibson and how much money he was making for Hollywood. And then it wasn't until he started making his own money independently did he start getting all verbal about the Jews. The Jews ruining the world, their banks and their religions. And the Jews. Yeah, the first time I heard this news, I was like, oh my God, Mel popped his lid. But since becoming a truther, hearing it again, it's like, So, what are your feelings about Mel Gibson on his explosion? And how does that relate to what you're saying, and what should we be doing about it?
Well, if you want to talk about the Jewish people, you have to go back to ancient Israel. And now, in ancient Israel...
Ancient Jerusalem. There is no ancient Israel. Ancient Jerusalem.
Ancient Jerusalem.
Okay.
But I'm talking about ancient Israel. All the things that are in the Bible that have happened in Jerusalem and in Israel never happened. They never happened. There was no ancient Israel.
Right.
And some of the great teachers in Israel are now talking about the fact that there is no basis for believing that Israel was an ancient Israel and that there was no such a thing as ancient Israel. And so I know now that we now know that there was no ancient Israel, and I tend to believe that Israel was dreamt up by the Knights Templars, which was a Masonic order within the Catholic Church.
Who so happily started up a lot of wars. And wars do what? Generate money.
Keep in mind, too, that a lot of people like to blame the Jews, but keep in mind the nation of Israel itself, the Balfour Declaration is addressed, Dear Lord Rothschild. And yes, Rothschild wasn't named a Jew, but it was the Anglo-American establishment that created the nation of Israel underneath them. They had the power. They created Israel. So people think Israel's at the top of the pyramid, but remember, we created the modern-day state of Israel, and they work. Now they might be getting more powerful, too. And that's why Jordan's research is so interesting, because he touches on all these different groups and how they interconnect and interplay, from the Zionists, the Rothschilds, but then it'll connect it to Freemasonry, the Anglo-American establishment, the world communist plot to take everything over. And that's why you guys got to go check out JordanMaxwellShow.com and find out. Get his research out over there, too. And download
every
all
time
that.
You say it, I'm going to echo you.
Word. Do it. Yeah, I need it. We're getting to questions, but we're getting to calls, I promise, after this. One more. What do you see happening with the future, with Joe Biden, with COVID, with the world the way it is, looking unfortunately bleaker than ever? What does the future look like if you had to glare into your, if you had to scry into your crystal ball, the modern day?
That's a whole other show. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I would probably say that it's all going to change in November.
Uh-huh.
The situation is going to change abruptly in November of this year, but it's going to continue to be a problem for a couple of months, which is a residue of the trouble in the heavens. It's going to be a residue, and then by November, December, and January, by January, we should be out of the crap that's going on in the world today. We should be out of the system that is encapsulated all of us. And so I think by February or March, the world is going to be totally different. And it's going to be gone. All the problems we're seeing right now will no longer exist.
I hope you're right.
So,
But Mr. Maxwell, Mike is, Jesus, Mike. Will is panicking like he's never going to talk to you again, which I promise you is not the case. I hope to have you on the show at least bi-weekly, so that we can.
I would like that.
Weekly, bi-weekly, and that way we can get you as a regular. We want to reattach you back to the people. I know you've had some misfortune, and we're going to do our best to help you with that situation. I know I'm going to do my damnedest.
I know if it's the last thing I do, I'm going to do that.
But Will, we're going to have him back. I promise.
All right, I'm going to shut up. Let's get the calls.
Let's get to the callers. That's a very interesting part of the show. That's
You're right.
Dynamic.
Hey, you saved a half hour. That's pretty good. Half hour, Jordan Maxwell, that's pretty good. So, hey.
I want to go with, I'm okay. Let me look at the list here. Mike, can you refresh me? Who do we have? I know we got Pat. But Pat.
Let Pat go first.
Well, she'll take longer. I want over 9,000 first. Let's go over 9,000.
We're going over 9,000.
Very, very good choice, you guys. Jordan, I just want to tell you, I love you, man. I'm one of the biggest fans on the planet of you. I've watched all your videos. I think 15 years ago, I heard you on Coast to Coast AM or something like that, and I
that's right.
Follower.
That's the episode.
I hear you on Jeff Rentz every now and then. I know you're going through some hard times. If I could do something to help you out, I'll try to do that. I hope people could.
What you can do is real simple. Go to Jordan Maxwell Show. Go to JordanMaxwellShow.com. Sign up for the archive. $30 one time. You can send another donation if you want, but it's $30. And you actually get something in exchange. You get the wealth of his information. So please do that and tell other people, bare minimum.
JordanMaxwell.com.
I was wondering if you've known of Joseph Campbell. A lot of things that you speak about, I remember seeing Joseph Campbell speak about when I was a child. I'd watch him on PBS. He's like a, he wrote the book Myth.
Yeah,
Myth
I
and
know.
Magic.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of the things that you say, a lot of things you say are dead on with him. And I was just wondering, I'll keep it short. You do believe in spirit. You do believe in the spiritual, right? You do believe when you die, there's something, your matter keeps going, you keep going, your energy. Or do you believe that, like, you come back again till you find your karma, till you find out who you are? You know, the spiritual
great
side
question,
of everything.
Though, Great question. What happens to you after you die? And do you believe in a higher power, obviously, other than the sun?
Yes, I believe in a higher power other than the sun. But I'm smart enough to know. I don't know what happens to us when we die.
Well, and that is very admirable of you to say, because you sure are an expert in everything in this world. I'll tell you that. To say that you're an expert in everything that comes afterwards, I think it would be an overreach. So that's how you know.
I just wondered what he thought. I have my own beliefs on that. And another thing, the Egyptians, I do believe a lot of plagiarism came from the Egyptians as far as the Hebrew people, because it runs parallel to, you know, if you see Zeke guys and things like that, you can see where the Bible is, a lot of the blood ritual, you know, the sex magic, all that other stuff you're talking about. Runs parallel with what the Egyptians believed, and the Babylonians, and they all had these blood rituals. And it seems like the Bible, to me, I totally believe it's just plagiarized, and it's just a way to control people. I mean, there's no way out of that's the way I feel about it. When you speak about God, I like to use good. You know, there's something good out there. God, when you think of every God in every religion, seems to be this mean, angry Punisher, you know, that do what I say or else, you know.
I know.
I'll leave you with that. Jordan, it's just nice talking to you. It's been a privilege. This is like a high point in my life to just be able to talk to you. I'll let you guys go. Get other calls.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the nice comments.
It's a high October point 29th. All of our lives to talk to Jordan.
I'm a Scorpio too, B. October 29th here. I know all
brother.
About vengeance.
Oh, vengeance. You love that word. That's a romantic word to us.
It really is. Yes. We live for it.
Great question,
The older you get, the less your sting is.
I have not had a chance to talk about some of the really off-the-wall strangeness that I have seen in my life. And so I don't know.
Can we get you tomorrow night? Is that a possibility? Can we get you tomorrow night?
And yes.
We'll just shut up. I want to hear occult weirdness. This is our Halloween week.
Yes, yes.
Can we get you, please, sir? Can we get you tomorrow night?
Yes.
For sure. Yes.
Jackpot. Yes.
All right. Where is it?
I want to say, on top of this, I want to help you with a fundraising campaign.
Yes, we have to help Gordon on this one.
I don't know exactly what I'm going to do. It might be 5 cents, 10 cents on the dollar that's donated to you from our callers, but I will match something for everything that is donated to you out of my own personal pocket.
Wow, good, awesome! Oh, that's awesome, dude.
I've done a dollar for dollar once, and it almost bankrupted me. But I will start off with a 10 cent, I believe. 10 cents for every dollar that our callers donate to Jordan Maxwell, I will match with 10 cents.
Yeah, we're gonna raise some money and have a dope occult talk tomorrow. It's gonna be great. Tune back in tomorrow. I can scratch off most of my questions on page one, but then, hey, we got other pages, so this is gonna be good. So we can let the callers talk and Jordan say whatever he wants. This is awesome. Thank you, Jordan.
I would love that. That would be nice. I appreciate it,
Mr. Jordan.
By the way, guys,
I'm being a free speech platform, which is why I have to have the callers on.
I know. You're so good. You're so moral, V. Jesus. Crackers.
And so, right,
who's next on the phone lines?
Pat. We got Pat, our Christian. This is our Mother Teresa. Okay? It's our very own Mother Teresa for this program. Jordan Maxwell, you are against a champion right now. So put up your dukes.
No. I was reading about Will, can you let me talk?
Please. Just saying hi, sorry.
You'll have to take him, Mike, you'll have to take him off. He can't shut up.
Producer Pat.
She
made the call.
Love it. Go ahead, Pat.
I was just reading about how it's going to be if Jesus comes back and rules the world, the lion lays down with the lamb and all that. But until then, he doesn't, and all the things people do to him, like Mr. Maxwell here, he still holds out his hand to him.
Well, so how can the lion, and the lion is the lion of the tribe of Judah. And that is the first day of summer. And so that's why Disney made the Lion King. It's talking about the sun in Africa. The sun is in the Lion King as the lion of the tribe of Judah. And then later on, the sun moves 90 degrees southward. And now he's not hot anymore. He used to be hot, but he's not hot as such. And now we're in the fall, because we call it fall, because he has fallen. He used to be hot in the summer. He's not hot anymore. The sun is not hot. And so it used to be hot, so we call it a fall. And then it falls down. He goes far down into the southern hemisphere, and on the December 22nd, he dies for 3 days, on the 22nd, the 23rd, 24th. And then on the 25th day, he moves 1 degree, and the United States Navy can tell you, he moves 1 degree because he has not moved for 3 days. It goes down into Capricorn. The sun goes down to Capricorn. It does not move for 3 days. And then on the third day, it moves 1 degree northward, which means he is born again.
And no, Nimrod.
A solar messiahs. You have the solstices. Yeah.
Yeah, you have the solstices. And then as it moves 90 degrees later, it's now in springtime. And so we say he is springing back to life. He's springing back to life for the northern hemisphere.
That's what Nimrod told. And guess what? Everything that's going to be torn up, they say, we will rebuild. They're not going to rebuild it. Okay?
We got James in Vancouver. Hold on, Will.
You and me got to have to talk after the show. You got too much sugar in your system. Hold on. I got a question for Pat. You talk about Nimrod. Okay? Yeah. That means you are aware of the solar messiah cycle. Does that lessen or strengthen your faith?
We had this discussion before. Abraham was a sun worshiper, Iraqi sun worshiper, until God showed himself to him. Abraham.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
But the point being is that there was, in fact, in point of fact, no Abraham ever existed. No Abraham ever existed. So that's why Judaism, Christianity, and Islam cannot claim Abraham founded their religion, because Abraham never existed. Where he came from, there was a priesthood in India that called Brahmins, and the Brahmins were called the priest of God. They were God's chosen people, and therefore they were called a Brahmins. If you put an A in front of a Brahmin, it becomes a Brahmin.
Right.
And a Brahmin was Abram, not Abraham, but Abram. And Abram was the name of Abraham, was called Abram.
So we had many instances of the Vedic culture coming into this, because Jesus, had he lived, it was a real figure, left for 18 years to go live in the East to learn what he learned and came back. That's implied. You have, yes, again, the Brahmins, that's Vedic, that's Indian, that comes back from the East, and it comes back to the Middle East. You have many situations where you have occultic knowledge and practices that come from the East over to the Middle East.
That's because the sun comes up in the East. And that's why Freemasons talk about, have you been to the East
have
yet?
Have you been to the East yet? Oh, he's a master. Oh, I love it. Oh. Pat, thank you for calling in. Please call in tomorrow night. We will have him back on. We have another caller that we must get to. We got Line 3 in Vancouver. That must be James. Go ahead, James.
Mr. Maxwell, pleasure. Thank you. While I was listening, I was wondering if there's any significance to the year 2020, that number.
I don't think so. I don't think there is anything to be concerned about for 2020.
Right.
2021 is going out very soon.
Yes.
And we'll be in 2022.
Can I piggyback off that question real quick? One thing that Jordan does point out is the significance of numbers. Manly P. Hall talks about this too. You got 33 showing up. There's 33 sections on the United Nations flag. Jesus was 33 when he died. He performed 33 miracles. If you count all the bones fused in the spine, there's 33. The highest level of masonry is 33, on and so forth. So what is their obsession with these numbers? And you see these different numbers, 33, especially one of them, 13, and some of these other numbers. What's with that, Jordan? Because you bring up a great question, James, and then I'll let you get back to it. Sorry.
Well, the numbers are very important because it depends on when you were born. Your numerology started the day you were born. You were coming into the world for the first time as a child, as a baby, and you didn't know about the adults that were running the world at the time you came into the world. And so you're learning all the laws that were put into place by people that couldn't care less about you. They have their laws and their regulations, and you are learning about them as a child. And you finally have gotten to the point where you now understand the world you live in, or you think you understand the world you live in, but you don't know how deep these people were who knew how to create laws and how to mold your mind and put you into a school and teach you on to remember what they tell you. And if you remember, then they will let you pass and go to the next grade. Nobody likes to be laughed at as a child. Nobody wants to be laughed at that you don't know anything as a child. And so that's why adults don't want to entertain any ideas about thinking. Because adults don't like to be laughed at.
That's very powerful.
That's deep.
That's very deep.
Well, and so that's why today Most adults do not want to hear the real truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I have based my life on, is the actual, factual truth. And when you begin to do that kind of thing, you begin to see how all the religions and governments of the world have been lying to you. They are lying to you now. They are lying to the people all the time. They're not telling you the truth. They don't want you to know the truth. And so when you reach 25, December 25th, that is the day that the sun rises on a different dimension, on a different lineage. And therefore, it's the first time the sun moves northward. The very first time the sun moves northward, it's beginning its northern track back to the northern hemisphere. And then 90 days later, it becomes known as Easter. Easter is the eastern star. It's an east star. And that's where we get the word Easter from. And therefore, Easter, the constellation that rules Easter, that is over Easter, is Virgo.
Oh, Virgo is
a virgin. And this is what you see in the 12 apostles at the Last Supper. One of them is at Jesus' right-hand side is a woman. And most people do not know that one of the apostles was a woman. And her name was Mary, M-A-R-I. We say Mary, M-A-R-Y. No, it's Mari, M-A-R-I. Mari was a virgin, a female virgin.
Amore.
Yeah, Amore.
Like Amore, love.
Yeah.
It's also the word Mar, which is water, which is has to do with the international birth. Maritime. It all ties together.
Also birth.
It's birthing, yep.
And that's why we say Jesus was born of a virgin. Virgin is Virgo. Wow. Virgo, yeah. the constellation of Virgo, is a virgin. And Jesus' mother was not Mary. It's Mari, M-A-R-I, Mari. Mari is a virgin, a normal, everyday virgin. And so...
You know, I'm so glad that you bring a lot of the old cobwebs together in my brain. I used to listen to like System of a Down lyrics and, you know, Ishtar. I'm like, what the hell is Ishtar? And I look stuff up, and that kind of like opened a whole world for me. And it's like, why is System of a Down talking about Ishtar? Why are they talking about so many occultic things? They're just a metal band. And I learned that they talk about a lot. There's a lot of their lyrics. You know, I'm not the first person to experience this, but there's a lot of their lyrics. They're telling you something.
Yes, they are. And see, I wish I could tell everything that I've been working on for years. But what I have done is I have a second website. It's called Jordan Maxwell. My first website is JordanMaxwellShow.com.
JordanMaxwellShow.com.
Yeah. But yes. There's another website, you will see when you go to my first website, you will see an advertisement for a Jordan Maxwell Research Society, a research website. And so that's the one website you really should see. You need to join the research society, join the research website. And as I said, if you're going to put material that you don't want the world to see, if you're going to put material that the world is going to see, you had better do it and prove that the people who are seeing it wanted to see it. And so that's why you are going to have to do a... you're going to have to...
Yeah, you're making sure that the people are invested. They invest in you, and you don't, you know, you're making sure the people that are there want to be there.
That's right. That's the point. But why? Because they're going to see some things they're not going to believe, and they're not going to want to believe. And that's one of the things that you're going to find on my research website. If you go on my original website, the Jordan Maxwell Show, .com, you will see an advertisement that says, "Join Jordan Maxwell Research Society." And there's all of the pictures and all the documents and all the audio videos and video and lectures by some of the most incredible people you'll ever want to meet. And some of the most important stuff.
I gotta join that because I have 8 documentaries that has not been seen by anybody, hardly.
Well, just
100,000 people, that's it.
Well, wait till you go on my research website and play the audio videos and then play the interesting articles, because on the interesting articles, there is all kinds of documentation on maritime admiralty law, how banks were started, and who owns the banks, and where is the money going, and why is it that we are being robbed every day, and people don't know anything about it.
Okay.
They need to know, and so the best way to do that is to get the research website.
Okay, yeah, research website. We got to talk, because I got to add myself to your research website. I got tons of material you can have for free. well, JordanMaxwellShow.com. And the link to buy a membership is that's on that page, right?
Yeah, it's on the home page of Jordan Maxwell's show. If you go to Jordan Maxwell's show, you will see the advertisement. Just read it. It says Jordan Maxwell Research website. If you click on research website, it will take you to where you can join my research website. And then you will find things that you're not going to believe. And that's one of the things I have to protect myself from, about all the things you're going to have to see to believe. And you're not going to want to see some of it. But some of the documents you're not going to want to see, because it's going to be absolutely profound.
I know what you mean. I've got some documentaries like that. Like I said, I've only got 100,000 views on them. I would like to get more. But we'll talk about that off the air. What I want to talk about on the air is you have been victimized. We won't say any specifics. Excuse me. You've been victimized. You've been screwed out of a lot of money. You've been screwed out of your IP even. This man is a legend who's given up his entire life to educate us all. I'll do what it takes to get a few dollars in this man's pocket, including matching. We'll have to find some sort of analytics, some way to make this happen. I'll match 10 cents per dollar. But we need people to get a membership. Please. And that's the music behind me. I know we don't have any more time for the show. This has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, B. Arimer, in the land of Cerveus, man with Third Eyes King. So please educate yourself. Please tune in tonight or tomorrow night for more Jordan Maxwell.
See them driven before you. They hear the lamentation of their women. That is good.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. thrill. Take her Earth pill.
True winner.
And I get the green light from Mom.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.